Next item on the agenda, public hearing pertaining to Amberjack and Cobia.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Good afternoon, sir.
Commissioner? Came before you last month with an emergency request for a hearing. And so this is a hearing to consider closing federal waters, closing state waters, because the federal waters are going to be closing, or they already have closed at this point. On August 24th, NOAA Fisheries announced that they would be closing the commercial fishery for Atlantic migratory cobia, which is from Georgia to New York, in federal waters effective September 15th. NIMS projected the commercial landings would exceed the allowable catch limit of 50,000 pounds based on information they had with from federal dealers, plus projecting what the state dealers would have as well. It would only affect federal waters, and it only affects the commercial fishery at this point. Virginia should consider closing the state waters to avoid landing cobia during the federal closing period. At present, in Virginia, we've harvested 11,240 pounds. These are state landings through mostly August. We have a few through September. Obviously, we had something that happened during the first half of this month that reduced a lot of fishing effort for a lot of folks. We don't have the North Carolina landings at this point. I was going to try to call my constituents at the Department of Marine Fisheries down there, but they have a lot of other things on their plate now, so I decided it was probably best not to give them a call and ask them how many pounds of cobia they caught. But on average, they have about 39,000 pounds on an average of the last 5 years, so their average plus what we caught this year is over the 50,000 pound quota. And typically in the past, Virginia and North Carolina comprised about 91% of the commercial harvest. Staff had recommended a September 30th closing date for the commercial fishery, which would coincide with the recreational sector. It allowed time for public comment. We had one individual called me and asked me why we're not closing September 5th, along with the federal closure, and I tried to explain them the process we have here at BMRC. He was pretty satisfied with that. It also allowed harvesters time to transition into other fisheries, and it's a real negligible part of the overall harvest. Less than 1% of the harvest occurs between October and December. And you can see from this graph the landings and how you can see the October-December period is a very small percentage of the overall harvest. In 2017, we closed on September 30th as well. And the staff is recommending to the commission that they approve the amendment to Chapter 4, BAC 20-510, pertaining to Amberjack and Cobia, to modify the season closing date of the commercial cobia fishery, in particular Section 25, commercial fishing possession limits and season. In 2018, it shall be unlawful for any person fishing commercially to harvest or possess any cobia after September 30th. So I'll take any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Gear by members of the commission? Excuse me. Thank you, sir. See any? This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the public wishing to be heard on this matter? Robicon. There being none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thanks for having me.